Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 Whatever. Today we are going to be playing a little game with the girls called They're a 10, but...
Right. They're a man.
Ah! I'm excited for this game. I've never played it. I've heard about it. And it seems really fun.
Yes.
And do we do the preamble or do we just get into it?
I feel
it?
Like we jump right in. But also this reminds me of that TikTok trend that everybody was doing like last year. Like, oh, they're a 10, but and then something outrageous. Like they have to eat peanut butter with their hands only. And
right.
You're like, Jesus. Okay. Right. Well, then a 4 because what are we doing?
That trend did so well. They turned it into a board game.
Yeah.
And today,
I think so.
Yeah,
we are going to be playing it.
Yes.
Although this way is a different spin because it actually prompts you, which I'm not going to even attempt to tell the directions right now. I'm going to pass the mic over to Miss Jessica so she can break this down for us because I'm actually not that very good at explaining games. I find myself to get lost and I was like, what? Where am I?
Well, what are we doing? What game is this?
Are you guys good at like explaining or listening to game rules?
Neither.
I feel like when I'm trying to learn a new game, because my family is very much like a board game family, mm-hmm. I'm like eyes glazed over, like none of this makes sense. And
yeah.
Like to the point that I almost am like, I don't even want to play.
Right.
So that sounds really confusing and hard. But then once you do it,
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I would rather just like kind of like play a fake round where like we're doing things and as you're doing something, you're like, and I'm doing this because of this. I'm like, okay.
Same.
Yes.
I'm like, briefly
don't
give
tell
me an overview. Briefly give me an overview and then let's do like a little test run, a little hands-on experience.
Thank you.
So with that, I'll pass over the mic to Ms. Jessica, please.
It's so funny to me because you and Sierra are so competitive when it comes
Truly.
To games.
That's true.
That's why we're like, well, I don't get it right away, so I'm not going to be great at it, so why do I want to play?
Maybe right. That's what that is. I'm like, I've never like won at this game, so I need more, like, I don't have a leg up, and I need a leg up, and I'm going to cheat to win.
Right.
I'm sorry. So.
And
is there a way to win this game? Is there
no,
a
point? We're just
no,
playing
and there's
for
no
fun.
Way to cheat, so get that out of your brain.
I know.
All right. Sierra, we got to keep it clean.
I know. Okay, we're here to have fun, ladies.
And win! I was just telling the girls, like, we had a family game night a couple nights ago, and Grace was playing, and it was, like, a team game, and so I was like, okay, you can be on my team, and she goes, I want to win, and I'm like, well, perfect,
right.
Because you're on my team.
And we will be winning.
And we did win.
Oh, period.
So, she also helped me pick the team, which was fun, because I'm like, who should we pick next? Like, look at all your family and tell me who's the
right.
best.
Right, who's the best?
With the little thingy
like
probably.
More?
She's like,
Yeah,
pointing. Totally.
Yeah. I need grandpa.
Right, I need mom. Yeah.
But she picked her two aunts.
Okay, period.
Aunt Megan
woman.
And Aunt Bethany. She was like, those
smart women.
Right.
Aunties always know what the hell they're doing.
Yep.
and scrappy. Yeah.
But this is not a grace safe game, I believe.
Okay, so whoever went on a date most recently serves as the first host. So who most recently went on a date? Who's playing?
Well, what does that mean? You probably went on a date with your husband. You probably went on a date. Like, are we talking about, like,
yeah,
what like are we talking about?
Going, like, we said, oh, it's date
it's
night.
It's a date. Yeah.
Like that.
Sure.
Oh,
I'm definitely out for the count. I've been literally sick. Yeah, our dates have been on the couch.
Not me.
I think Steven and I had our last date was, like, 2 months ago. So probably you.
Why?
Why? Because you go out and you go places.
Yeah.
But just like I said to Ryan, that doesn't make it a date. Just because we go outside and eat and do stuff does not make it a date. Did you ask me?
Well, let's take this moment actually to elaborate on that. So you were like, a date qualifies when someone plans.
Well, a date is like when we have intentions of doing a thing together for the purpose of doing the thing together. And not like, oh, we're together. Oh, we should go eat at this place. Okay, sure. Or we should go do this thing. It's like, we want to go here. I want to go here with you.
Mm-hmm. Like intentional.
Yeah, right. It's intentional. It's planned. Yeah.
I think Steven and I have very defined date nights now because it's like if we're getting a babysitter.
Right.
That's a date night. Yes. You know, and then it's like, okay, let's have a date night next month. Let's see, you know, if grandma can come watch her. And like it's very defined. But prior to that, I agree. It was very like.
Because otherwise, I mean, not that hanging out and doing stuff like isn't like romantic or whatever, but like that's not a date. Like we are simply hanging out and doing things.
Right.
But let's, you know.
So when was your last date?
Oh, well. I don't know. A few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intentionally, probably a few months ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was like, definitely before the holidays for me. Like,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, ours was, okay. I think, mid-December.
Oh, here you go.
Really?
Yo, yeah.
I was like, I am out for sure.
Oh, no.
No, Monsieur Rochelle.
We do not get out much.
Listen, I'm outside, but again, it's no date.
So you're going to flick the spinner and draw a corresponding trait card. The number plus the trait card is your potential partner. And then, after you read that, in your head, Sierra, you're going to pick what new number you would give that partner based off of the specific trait card. And then we're going to count to three once you're ready. And you guys are going to try to match your number to what you think she's going to say. And that's how you get a point.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Only if we guess the correct number that she had chosen do we get a point.
So it's not what you would give the person.
Mm-hmm. It's what we think you would give. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes. Gotcha. Great. So I know if you get wears flip-flops, it's over.
Zero. Negative.
Yeah.
And if it's not your turn as the host, you're going to use your fingers.
Got it.
And then since this is audio, obviously an audio podcast as well, we'll tell you after we decide who did or didn't guess it correctly.
Perfect. Love it. Okay. Fantastic.
Ew.
On the spinner, if it's a 1, 2, or 3, they get a positive trait. So there are 2, but positive trait. Neutral is 4, 5, 6, 7. And then our negative traits are 8, 9, 10.
Love it.
We ready?
Yep.
They're a 5, but.
Okay.
Oh. An avid bird watcher.
Oh. Okay.
Avid is the word that's getting caught on. Like, is that what we're doing on the weekends?
Right.
Like, it's not just like, oh, I like birds.
Right.
An avid bird watcher. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we're starting at 5. Mm-hmm. And I think that this sounds like a good trait to have. So I think it'll probably be a higher number than 5.
Agreed.
I think.
Well, yeah, it's giving like nature, which Sierra's into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, we should definitely.
Like, I don't know how extensive. Like, I don't know how much she really cares about birds, per se.
But then she could be outside.
While her partner's looking at birds,
get the outdoor
points. She can look at whatever
points.
The fuck
yeah.
else she wants
yeah.
to look at.
Uh-huh.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
But she did point out the avidness of
it.
Maybe. I feel like I have a number.
Okay, I think I do, too.
Okay,
okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
7.
Oh.
Okay.
You said 6?
I said 6 because it is I agree it gives a bump.
Right.
I like anyone who's passionate about something. That's a bonus, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. The birds, you're right. I'm thinking, okay, we're going into nature, but also like it sounds like it might be a little much.
Mm,
right? Like we're out walking and it's like, "Oh my gosh, we have to stop. This is the spotted swan bird of the Eastern Isles."
Allow me to document and take a photo and a journal entry.
But also having that much of like a dedicated hobby that's kind of niche, it would not be hard at all to get presents for Christmas, birthdays.
That's true.
Always can go around.
I can't believe that she's thinking about that. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I love that aspect. Like, my brain did not go there, but love that.
You're right.
Yeah. So it's a 6.
Okay.
A 6. Okay.
Okay. What did you say?
I put an 8.
I said 7.
7. Yeah.
And before we do that, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Y'all want to know what I've been obsessed with lately? Nuuly. Yes, Nuuly, the clothing rental service. I feel like I haven't been this stylish in forever. If you don't know, Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Nuuly lets me shift gears in my wardrobe without a complete expensive overhaul. Every month, I rent 6 items from Nuuly's shared closet of over 17,000 styles for everything I have going on. Dressy stuff for occasions like weddings and shows, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, premium jeans, and honestly, anything just for like hanging around. They have sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. I love that I get to try out trendy styles without going out and fully purchasing the items. And then I can send them back if I want something new or if I ended up not even liking the trend. Nuuly takes care of everything from shopping to laundry. I can even pause without paying a fee if I need to take a break for any reason. Because Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, you can pay just $98 a month and you'll get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on, and it's totally up to you. You'll have access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands, everything from party dresses to premium denim, one-of-a-kind vintage pieces, you name it. Nuuly carries brands like Free People, Farm Rio, Selkie, For Love and Lemons, Anthropologie, Lisa Says Ga, and so much more. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly has fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundry facility. No laundry for you to worry about. My other favorite thing about this is that you have the option to buy what you love. And sometimes it's up to 75% off. So if you try something and you really love it, you can purchase it and have it forever. Renting from Nuuly means getting to wear more while spending less. Curb that must buy something new feeling you get when there are events or trends you want to participate in, but you can still feel confident and excited about your wardrobe without purchasing one item for one singular event or one passing trend. And like I said, it's flexible, so there are no fees, no late fees, no damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or just need to take a break. I also love that this is a sustainable way to try fashion trends because Nuuly lets you love fashion in a way that's kinder on the planet. Orders are shipped in recycled, recyclable, and reusable totes with no plastic packaging. Clothes are cleaned using energy and water efficient methods, and styles are repaired rather than thrown out. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with code 2020. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code 20, spelled out T-W-E-N-T-Y, numbers 20, and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code 2020. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
I just thought a little bit more because nature, but that was
the way she felt about the birds.
I know. What are your feelings on birds?
Not the biggest bird girl.
Okay, me either. I actually have a fear of birds, like the beak and like the feet sees.
Oh yeah, I don't.
The flapping.
That's the thing about birds. I don't like. Is I don't. Flapping. I know. I get
just
so.
Just keep your space. Keep your
just
minute.
Flap over there.
Yep. But a couple months ago, I was at a restaurant. No. Grace was napping in the stroller next to me, and so I'm like being kind of quiet, having my food. And a pigeon goes under the table, and I didn't know.
Ooh.
And I, like, moved my foot and, like, kicked it, and it started flapping, and it was caught under the table, and it's flapping, and I'm throwing the chair, and I'm like, ah! I thought I was going to wake her up.
No, right.
Right. Oh, yeah. I literally sent a chill. I hate it. That and fish. And fish, you guys know. We don't have to get into it. I'm sorry.
Birds and fish.
I'm having, like, a reaction
literally,
over here.
Literally. Okay. Well, while you figure that out. Ooh, they're a 10, but... Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
We hold the spinner up.
Not a 10.
Oh.
Not that.
They exclusively wear cargo shorts in the summer.
Oh.
They're a 10, but they exclusively wear cargo shorts in the summer.
Now... Cargo shorts can be cool.
I like cargo shorts.
It depends what kind.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I feel like there are some like streetwear cargo shorts.
Right.
Like, but there's pockets? Also Costco Dad
cargo short. Yes.
Like, how many pockets does this cargo short have? Yeah, like,
are we wearing the cargo shorts because we're going on a safari?
Oh.
Well, the thing is exclusively. So, safari, yes, but also, like, the club.
Summer. He's wearing cargo.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, exclusively wears them during the summer.
Okay. Let us know when you have your number.
Okay. I have the number.
Okay. I don't think she's going to have it, Sierra. This is going down a lot. And yeah. I think that, like, the fashion of it all and, like, because to be seen next to the gentleman with the cargo shorts will throw off her outfit.
Yes. And it's not just the cargo shorts. It's the exclusive.
Uh-huh.
Because I think she would be okay if they were going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the cargo shorts and, like, you know, maybe he styles them kind of cool. He's got on, like, a cool sneaker.
Uh-huh.
But exclusively.
Yeah. He's like, Ryan's like, oh my God, I want to go on a date. He's wearing
cargo
shorts. And we're out in LA at Nobu.
I'm like, you're just saying the story with that man instead of swapping out flip flops for the cargo shorts.
Yes.
Correct.
That's how strongly I feel about this. So I feel like it's going to be like we're going to drop some numbers.
Okay. I think I have mine.
Please. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 5. What'd you say?
4.
What'd you say?
5.
5.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Well, we were all in the same ball too.
Oh, yeah. It went down.
Yeah.
I forgot about the exclusive part because I was like, cargo shorts are cute. Like, it's fine. And you're a man. So, also, nobody said this was a man, but I'm going to assume because no beautiful woman would ever just wear cargo shorts exclusively. Please. So, yeah. But then I was like, oh, yeah, we have to, like, go other places.
Right.
Where cargo shorts are inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing for you.
Oh, yeah. Dress for the occasion.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
All right. Here we go. There are 5, but.
Okay.
Our neutral card is they try to harmonize every time you sing happy birthday.
Oh, well, it's also the try, which means that they're probably not hitting it.
Mm,
right.
And specifically the happy birthday. Because the try to harmonize, like, we're theater kids. We all know people who try to harmonize on everything. And, right. Like, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But, like, right. It's not.
It's, like, fine.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
Happy birthday is already, like, the worst song.
Well, and
ever.
Everyone around is going to be thrown off because they're not used to having an ear for music and not singing up a harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not even hitting the harmony, then you're just making noise.
We know how Ryan feels about not hitting the harmony.
It's unfortunate.
She's like, try again.
Me, almost.
wait. Go back to the beginning. Here's our starting note, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Happy.
Right. Right.
You bring out one of the little, like, whistles.
Yes. I'm like, okay, everybody, got it? Great.
Yeah. Starting note.
Okay, so there are 5, but they always try to sing harmony to happy birthday.
But also, that's not happening that often.
That's tea. Happy birthday isn't an everyday affair.
And maybe you just, like, don't bring them to birthday parties.
Or maybe she likes it.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Let us know when you're ready.
I think I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
There are 5, right?
There's 5.
Where we're starting? Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, do you think we're going up or down?
Oh, I think we're
going to go.
Not up.
I don't think. I don't think we're going.
I think it's either going to be the same or, like, 1 below.
Okay.
I think it's going to be, like, a 4 or a 5. So the question is, like, does this affect the rating or not?
Right.
All right. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
1.
Ready?
Yeah.
You count us.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
5.
Oh, it does
it
go
went up.
She likes, he's got
well,
balls.
I think she likes that he tries. And that, like, they're just, like, trying to do a thing and, like, it's good fun.
I think for me, it was just when you started, he likes to, like, can you read one more time the card just so I can really quickly?
Yeah, of course. They try to harmonize every time you sing happy birthday.
Yeah, they try to harmonize. Just the fact that this person is trying to harmonize, I feel like just feels like a little bit more me, my mm-hmm. type of person. Like, mm-hmm. I break out into song every 5 seconds. So mm-hmm. if this person also kind of, like, likes to harmonize, randomly sings, like, I'm going to go ahead and be like, I'm not crazy that you're trying to harmonize with the happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not great. But that does mean that that's the kind of person that would sing and do that. So it makes them more than a 5. It's what? Insinuating more about them.
Correct. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, just based off of past experiences and things I've heard, I thought that that wasn't going to be good because you did have an ex that would sing and you didn't like it, so you told them not to sing.
And I'll tell you, I'll elaborate on that. This gentleman was so bad at singing. Oh my gosh. And it was like annoying to the point where like when I was singing in the car too, like he would like it was impossible. And that's, there's a difference with that because this was an everyday. I don't think I could be with someone actively every single day, every time we get in the car, every time we're playing, listening to music at the house. I'm listening to Natasha Bedingfield. It's just chill. You don't have to squelch to whatever you're doing. And like, and that hurts me as a singer saying that because like, I don't want to ever be like, don't sing. But like, it was starting to interfere with me, which I did think about that with the happy birthday. I was like, because I'm the one trying to harmonize.
Right.
Not you. Why are you trying to take my moment?
Right.
So I did think about that. But no. I just want them to be more of a singy person.
Right.
It's not the happy birthday that gives it a boost. It's the type of person who tries to harmonize on happy birthday.
Yeah, got it's it. A theater person or okay. like a...
All right.
Or a person who listens to like Pitch Perfect or something stupid like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which my boyfriend does. Mm-hmm. So I
remember
it.
That from the jacuzzi in Palm Springs.
Yep.
So yep. Even if it's bad, I'm like, oh, you're like trying to relate to me also too. So maybe that.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, I get it. All right.
One
fine.
More point.
Fine. Okay. That's okay.
But your data.
I was like, she'd hate it because
I think this is happening like that last time we played the game and she was like, Anna, she's like, because remember this fact, you're it. Overthinking it and you're like, yeah. No, because yeah.
You right. know her too well.
I guess so.
That could happen, yeah.
All right. Ooh, they're a 9, but.
Mm.
Love that.
They're a 9, but. They're a magician and insist on doing a trick for every new person they meet.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to say anything because I'm afraid I'm going to give it away.
Right. Maybe don't say
So I'm
anything.
Just going to, yep. For once in my life.
Oh, right.
For Wiki.
I'm trying to think about Sierra, but immediately I'm like, fuck no.
No.
We're done.
Yeah.
But it's not me. We're not talking about me.
It's the every person that honestly is like a problem. Again.
With yeah,
the,
meeting. It's like too
like
much.
Like every time Sierra meets someone. And like him, like ugh.
I feel like it would be different if it was like, oh, they're a magician and they want to do a magic trick whenever they like host. Okay, right. That still might be a lot.
But I support.
But maybe
him.
I support you, and this is what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And we're not hosting every day, so it's fine.
Correct.
Every person you meet. Mm-hmm. Every person you meet. We're going to the grocery store. You're trying to do a magic trick in the grocery store.
Yeah, it really is.
We're going to church and you're trying to get up on the stage and do a magic trick for these people?
He's like, hi, nice to meet you. He's like, pick a card, any card.
Yeah, dude.
I can't. And there are sometimes those guys at like those parties. Like,
yeah.
Just pick a card. You're like I don't want to do this. And not everyone's engaging. So like that.
I know.
But I feel bad because I like want to support if this guy like is a magician, but also maybe just not my tea. But and I'm just thinking, like, for Sierra, like, I don't know. Like, is that really going to, like, get her going? Like, she's like, cool.
Yeah, like, I feel like.
Is that impressive
I
to her?
I don't know. I mean, maybe at first.
Yeah, it might be impressive at
and
first
also,
because he's
like,
passionate.
Also, like, are you doing card trick? Like, what the, like, what are you doing?
Right. Also,
are you cutting
like,
people in half? Uh-huh. Are you, like, what are you doing?
You're actually so right about
pulling
that.
Pulling bunnies out of hats.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like, this is magic. It could be a few different things.
Because if doing some, like, Chris Angel shit, I'm like, all right,
like,
we'll
okay.
put on a show, babe.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But, like, are you just like, is this your card?
Uh-huh.
Girl,
mm-hmm.
hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
It's definitely going
it's
down.
It's definitely going down.
I think.
Oh, 100%.
It's at 9 right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
6.
10.
Oh.
If they're a 9, already a 9. Like, I'm already, that to me, that also says not only are they attractive, they're charismatic, right?
That's true. They're a 9.
Like, you're telling me a hot magician is going to be like,
is this your card?
Yeah, it is. 10. 10.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is.
She has a good point about the 9, though. Like, I actually did not take that into consideration. Like, he's already a 9. The only thing is, he is a magician and has to do it. All right, I guess I'll put up with it. If he's a 9, dude.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that. I'm not really taking into consideration the attractiveness.
Also, what if he's a really good magician because he gets a lot of practice?
Right, because he's doing it for everyone.
Every new person.
And sorry, but imagine the bedroom. Like, the tricks.
the magic.
Pulling the things out of things.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Kids, if you have kids in the room, please escort them out.
This is not for children. Get them out of here. Okay.
That sounds fun and spicy. I'm in. 10.
And all of a sudden, Sierra becomes like the, and here's my hot assistant.
No, she's the one that gets cut in half.
I'm getting cut in half.
Yeah.
That's why it's a 10, right? Okay. We really fucked that up.
Yeah.
We fucked that one.
I mean, I'm like, I'm still like, I cannot do it. I can't. They're a 1, but.
Okay, they're a 1, but they make you impeccably curated playlists.
I don't know if the only thing he can do is give a playlist respectfully. She can also do that. Like that. Well, I heard a man could do that. Oh, well, I heard a man could do it. Like that sound. Right. Like it's you being like, okay, so respectfully, what are we bringing to the table that I didn't already have?
Right.
And you're a 1 in my eyes. All right. I have my number.
I have mine.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
2. Oh, I thought maybe it'd give a little bit of a boost because it's kind of endearing.
No, and you know what? And this is problematic, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's because they're all unattractive that it would, to me, then be weird and creepy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you're hot, then I'm like, well, you just know me.
Right.
You're just making plays for me. That's so sweet. But because I don't find you attractive, I'm like, why are you doing this?
I know. And actually, now that you're talking about it, it's like, right, if it's in that area, you're not really attracted to this
person.
And
I'm not even mm-hmm. looking at you as a contender. Right. And then it just seems like you're just like doing things to get me to like you. But like, if I wanted to, I already would.
Right. You're already putting this person like, I'm not really. Yeah. You're not my type.
And now you're making me play this and I'm like.
Yeah.
You're going through each song like, you think about me a little too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it didn't really do much. Oof. It's sweet though.
Oh my god, I got a point though.
I said one.
Nice. All right, guys, here we go. They're a 9, but
No. It's just because of the last one you pulled. You'll get it in a minute. They're a 9, but they sing in the shower and they suck in all caps.
Oh,
the cards have spoken.
But they sing in the shower? It's strictly in the shower?
That's what I was just thinking. Okay, it's just the shower.
Yeah, it's just the shower.
Honestly, if someone's singing in the shower and they suck, like, that's the place to sing.
Right.
I'm not going to say you're banned from singing because you're not
good. And
they're
a 9?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, back it up.
Yeah.
Honestly, I got our number.
I got mine. Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. 10.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because they're singing. Exactly. She's already expressed that she wants a little sing-songy little person. And then they're in the shower and they suck. Who cares? They're in the shower.
Yeah. Correct. Belt your heart out. Baby, me too. I am giving like a show as well. And that's right. Fine. And like I said, just to refer back to what you were referencing, it's just not while I'm singing. And I think that's the problem. It's like, I'm clearly being like, ooh, I like this song. And I'm trying to hear it, but I cannot hear it. Like, I could no longer hear music anymore because this person insisted on just always singing on top of it. And I'm like, for sure. But like, sometimes I want to hear Frank Ocean. Sometimes I'm not even singing. Don't.
Yeah.
And he would not stop. He'd be like, why? And I'm like.
And you don't want to be like, because you're bad at singing and you're ruining this.
And it annoys me.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not even the bad also. It's just the, why are you all, let me just sometimes listen to the music. Sorry. Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to clear that up because
just in the shower, you're like laying in bed, you're scrolling on your phone and he's like off key singing Maroon 5 and you're like, oh. Also,
and if you're annoyed, shut a door. Yeah. Put some headphones on.
He's not doing it anywhere else.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Easy. Yeah. So such 10. A 10. Such a 10.
I think it's cute. I'm on the same page that I think it adds.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Yeah. Me too.
Oops. And he's a 9 already.
Well, exactly. Yeah. No, it's giving hottie.
Yeah. A Hawkeye that can
sing. Oh, but the magician
shower?
Isn't? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, it wouldn't go like way down. Like, it's not giving like 4 or 5. It's just like not a 9.
It's not adding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It is taking away. Okay. But still hot, probably.
Why did my brain combine the two in, like, talking about this? I'm picturing a magician in the shower, like, through the door. Pick a card!
I'm screaming.
Any card!
Maybe. Probably.
Probably.
He's doing a lot.
All right. They're a 7, but.
Oh.
Is that red or neutral?
that is neutral.
Ooh, this is going to score high because that's like a high neutral. High neutral. And it's just going to give you like a neutral kind of a.
Right, right, right.
Me predicting this game.
Well, you have to predict it because now I'm winning by a point.
Oh.
Oh.
Not the competitiveness.
All right. All right. Ryan, look away. Just
kidding. Go get it, girls.
You know what's the worst thing? If I played a game like this with my family, my brothers would just start purposely underscoring so that other people wouldn't get a point. That's where it would go. Like, right. Oh, you're winning. Well, I would actually rate this person an 8, but I'm going to say a 3. Because then you won't get a point.
Right. Oh, my God.
And then I would start guessing wrong because I knew that they were going to underscore it. And then the whole thing would just become meta.
Oh, my God.
And right. And imagine, like, if you just played the game.
We could. And I'm going to try.
But me and Sierra over here are doing mental games. Like, yeah. Okay, we have this much time to get this point.
Literally.
So there are 7.
There are 7.
Okay, there are 7, but beep. They can only have sex in complete darkness with Kid Cudi playing.
Kid Cudi!
Oh. Well, this one, it might be raised high.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so this is a 7.
Straight chilling.
Help.
If you haven't seen the episode just yet of our eras, yes. Please go back and watch that so you'll get the Kid Cudi reference. And then comment below what needs to be said. Thank you.
Okay. So they can only have sex in the dark listening to Kid Cudi. Only. So anytime you have sex with this person, it's pitch black and Kid Cudi is playing.
At least
Kid Cudi's discography, like, isn't that big though. Like, it's giving we're going on repeat, like, some of these times. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like that extensive.
Right.
Right. So it's very much the playlist every time. Like, it's giving the same 5 songs.
Well,
kind of vibe. I know it's not. That was obviously drum.
I think I would get to know every Kid Cudi song very intimately.
You would like know when the build-ups
come. Yeah, yeah, when the beat drops.
She's like
okay, hold on.
Skip to track 4, please.
And boom, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, but also, unless you have like blackout curtains too, like the only time you're having sex is like in the middle of the night. Only. Exclusively. Because it has to be dark.
Correct. Well, how do we know they don't have those?
That's what I'm saying.
Curtains, right?
If you don't, you are exclusively having sex at nighttime. Unless you get the blackout curtains, and you can have sex during the day, but.
I don't think if we want to, Sierra would want to be limited to dark only.
I agree. I do think that she's going to want some variety, especially audibly.
Mm-hmm.
Audibly would like some variety and would like some variety in
scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a question to clarify as I think, you know, settle in on my number. Because I had my number and then I thought, well, they need that.
Okay.
So could I blindfold them and make them wear AirPods? Or is it the whole environment?
Okay.
Can you read the card again, Jess?
Yeah.
Because maybe there's some clues.
Yeah. They can only have sex in complete darkness with Kid Cudi playing. So in theory, if it's completely dark and they can hear the sweet docile tones of Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
It could work.
The only problem I have with that is I feel like the headphones would definitely work, but it sounds like incomplete darkness. I don't think that they're okay with the blindfold. They're like, we as a collect, like you and I are in darkness. And it could be some, like some being like insecurity issues or whatever it is. Right. But I feel like that it's saying also, like we have to be in the dark.
If they're blindfolded, then in theory, like how helpful are they going to be?
That's true.
Yeah. Well, and like the intimacy, like a blindfold can be fun, but like always.
Every time, and also they can't hear you.
Yeah.
Either. Like you guys are not communicating. You can't see or hear.
Okay. So maybe that doesn't fix things.
But, okay.
I mean, you could listen to Kid Cudi too, and then you could talk.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
I know. Between a rock and a hard place.
We are. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there are 7?
There are 7.
Okay.
I've got my number.
Okay. I think it has to go down.
I'm ready.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5.
I was stuck between 4 and 5. So you guys were on the right track.
She said 4.
You're right in that it was too limiting.
Yeah.
But
they're still, like, they're hot still.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, I could have sex with Kid Cudi. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't last. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Would I still be attracted to them?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think after enough time of sex in the darkness, listening to Kid Cudi, mm-hmm. I'd be like,
Can okay. we switch this up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm getting bored.
And he'd
yeah.
be like, they'd be like, I strictly need it to this be Kid Cudi and In the Dark.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We love Kid Cudi back then. But, like, do I want Kid Cudi for the, like, a long
time? Well, yeah. for the time?
Kid Cudi's not even making new music. Fuck.
That's not even it. Exclusively, only Kid Cudi. Listen, I yeah. still listen to Kid Cudi. Exclusively?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only.
That's the problem.
And
yeah.
in my sexy time, also, that means I'm probably not going to listen to Kid Cudi yet. And
never.
Ever, because I have to listen to it mm-hmm. during sex only, so.
Yeah.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness and I know.
Sierra.
Yeah, 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 Sierra. For the fourth night. I'm on the pursuit of happiness. Yeah, literally checking the time. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Good guess, though. We were,
that was
on,
good.
We were,
yeah.
we were on the right track.
Now I wish I put five because now Paloma has a point. So.
Oh. Not me having zero. Do I have any points? I think I have.
Yeah, you just got a point.
When?
Right now. You
guessed
five.
No.
No, no, no.
It was
oh, you're right.
I guessed five, but she said four. Yeah. Sierra said
oh,
four. Paloma
heard.
Guessed four.
I don't want to. I don't want to say this because obviously it'll mean that she gets a point, but I feel like you guessed the 10 correctly when we were talking about the singing.
And oh,
you
we said all 10. Did.
Yeah, we all did. Okay, so you get a point. Point. Yes. And I hated to point that I did. Wasn't. I was contemplating not because to will give her a point, but.
Well, you know I'm not going to win and you know I'm not beating you, so.
Will you guys either announce who got a point because
yes.
I can't see or put your hands up because that's
it.
What I've been going off because when you all say it at the same time, I can't.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yes, yes, yes.
Gotcha, Jess.
Yes. Okay. Here we go. Ugh. They're a one, but boo.
I like that she just keeps getting the
I
ones.
Know.
Sorry, Richard Ryan.
No, you're
whatever,
not.
I know.
I just cackled a little too hard. Sorry.
Okay, okay.
Embrace the cackle.
They're a one, but they're great at putting the duvet cover on the comforter and offer to do it every time.
Oh, that's big.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Huge.
I hate doing that.
Loathe.
Loathe entirely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if he knows how to put on a duvet, he knows how to take care of things.
And he's offering to do it every time.
And right. he must be detail-oriented and, like, cares.
Why a one, for the love of God?
And his fingers are getting in the buttons, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's the erotica right there.
Literally,
that's her reading.
Sierra, all you do every time and time again is prove that you're wasting your time with these videos and you should be writing some shit, okay? Your true calling is to be an author and you waste the time by talking to these cameras now.
Oh shit, that was so funny.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if I'll ever recover from that. That was so good.
Sierra goes to blogging and she's like, I'm
now,
wasting such time. I should be writing a book.
Now I'm picturing like the scene from High School Musical where he's like, but what if I don't want to just be a basketball guy, Dad?
Yeah.
What if I could be a singer too?
Right.
Well, what if I don't want to just be a podcaster, Jessica? What if I want to write smut too? Couldn't I be both?
I just really hope that as a result of this episode, we end up with a very weird short story about a really hot magician who can put on a duvet cover.
I told you guys, when you read a book, I will do it. Well, actually, I didn't tell you. You said, and I said,
She's like, actually, I didn't say. Y'all told me. Yeah. Okay, you're right. Okay.
That's right. That's true.
We read the book.
We have to download Icebreakers. That's what it's called.
On what?
The Kindle app is free on your phone.
Okay.
And I know you're not reading it.
Well, and then you just read on your phone.
Well, yeah, but then I don't have to go get the book.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's a... Okay. Okay. All right. Anyways. I think I have a number.
Okay. I have one.
Okay. One, two, three.
Two.
Six.
Whoa!
You jumped to a six, bitch?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're
do tell.
I love being in the bed. Like, that is truly one of my favorite places to be. And I love being in the bed with my partner. Not even like in the sexual way. Like, obviously, yeah. But like, I just love to be in the bed under the covers. Like, so like literally like this. And so the fact that and the bed is important to me and the comfiness and the comfort of my bed is important. And who the fuck likes to put on the duvet? No one. Like, that's everyone's, like, least favorite thing to do. It takes years, and it's terrible. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have to do it, but then after I can get in the bed with you, let's go.
Wow.
And also, that's still, like, neutrally looking. Like, that also just means that, respectfully, you know, you're, like, you could take care of things. So you maybe, this is also me, but, like, I can also just make you look better.
Yeah.
If that's really the case here, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're like, at least he cares for things, so he cares for himself. He's using lotion. He's washing his face.
Yes.
He's
and like, maybe they don't know how to dress.
Right.
But that's okay. We can fix that.
But they're not going to be like dirty.
Right.
Right.
They right. You're taking care of the
hygiene.
Home.
Yeah.
You're you good. Take care of home. You're putting on, yeah.
Probably has a simple skincare routine.
Uh-huh. And capable enough to where you can, like you said, guide them in the right direction. And yes. Obviously they're willing to try and to attempt because they're putting on the damn duvet and focusing on the buttons.
Right.
Right.
And if they can do that, I imagine that they're, like, pretty good at most of the things that it takes to, like, be an adult. Like, you're not going to be, like, mobbing them.
Right, which I like simply won't be doing.
That's the litmus test. Can you and do you enjoy putting on a duvet cover?
Yeah, who knew that was going to be so important?
And will you do it every time?
Mm-hmm.
A six?
Yeah.
It's the simple things can get you up.
Yeah, true.
So if you're listening to this and you're like, you know, I'm looking for a partner, hasn't been working out too well, maybe you just got to up the duvet skills.
Maybe.
And that'll be what does it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll set you apart from the others.
Add it to your dating profile. Looking for.
Yes.
Oh, I like
Great
that.
Great idea.
All right. They're a 10, but.
Oh.
They're a 10.
Hottie.
Jessica's going to ruin it for me.
I know.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I invented the game. But I did ask you to play it, so I take accountability for that. Okay, they're a 10, but they wipe their mouth and say, yuck, every time you try to kiss them on the lips. She would simply pass away. She's a lover girl.
The rejection?
Why would he yuck me? And the wipe off?
The wiping.
Off? Yuck.
Oh, that's also childish.
Yeah, I have problems, actually. Like, I have an issue now.
But they're so hot.
They're so hot, but no, I don't care. I'm so sorry. I have
no pee. I just want to know. Yeah, of course.
A man you've ever kissed goes, yuck.
And every time.
Every damn time. And also, he's a 10. Zac Efron's looking at you and going, yuck, every time.
It's personal.
I know. Yeah. That's why I'm saying I now have a fucking problem. Because it's not like he was a 6 and going, yuck. And I'd be like, bitch. Exactly.
Right.
No. Sorry. No, a 10 is telling me yuck. So now I have insecurity issues.
Right.
All right, let's go.
Right, because now I'm ugly. Right.
A 10 saying I'm yuck? Well, I don't know any girl that wants to hear that.
Right.
So we know it's going down.
For sure.
But how far
is the question?
I think really far. The question is, like, the bottom, like, there's still some attraction there. Like, she doesn't want to be with them.
Right.
But maybe she could still look at them when they're not kissing and be like,
hot.
I mean, you're hot. I'm just going to admire from afar.
Right. Because
the one time I kissed you, you went, yuck.
And I'm going to tell everyone when we break up that you would wipe our kiss and say, yuck. And I promise you, every person I would tell that to would be like, what? How could you?
It might be going really way down.
Every time you kiss your significant other,
it's going.
I love you, babe. Have a safe trip. Yuck.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, me too.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
Count us off.
1, 2, 3.
One.
I don't care how hot you are. You have officially become not hot. Like,
and you've just, like, rejected me.
You've given me the ick. And as hot as a guy can be, as soon as that they start, like, doing shit like that, I've lost. And you're not a 10 to me anymore.
All the things that I used to think were attractive are not.
I've literally developed the ick. I think that is straight up an ick.
Here's the thing. And also, a man doing that, girl, a woman doing that, I'm like, I'll just die.
I would like to buy a gun.
Literally?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That hurts. That stings.
It hurts.
That makes me sad.
So, you got another point.
You cut me deep, Woo-hoo. Shrek.
You cut me real deep. Just that. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you got a point. Woo.
Did you all get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah, Paloma even got a point too.
Mm, okay. Did you? I didn't see that. In the rolls.
That's not how it goes.
I think not.
I think that's cheating. She said she was going to cheat, so.
Yeah, well. Sure, take the point, Paloma.
Right.
Then when you win, it doesn't count.
Right. Right.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
They're one, but they don't look stupid trying on shoes in a store. That's giving the ping pong thing that you brought up in the episode.
Yeah, chasing a ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? I've never thought about it, but trying on shoes in a shoe store is kind of embarrassing.
Super. On the little tiny bench with the little mirror on it.
Yeah,
it
and then you're like kind of trying to look in the mirror and like see what the shoes
are. And you're trying to walk, but all those the shoes are connected too, so you can't really like, you know, you're kind of doing one of these.
Yep.
And unfortunately, when you were younger, your mom was like, can you do a little run? Can you do a walk?
Oh my God.
How far do your toes shift forward when you're standing up?
You're like, I don't know.
There I am in Marshall strutting down the damn thing. Right. Like,
right.
Please don't look at me.
Right. Okay. So they're a one, but they don't look stupid trying shoes on in the store.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's really going to get me some points.
I know. I'm like, good for you.
Like, for love that for you. Dumb,
but also,
how often are you trying on shoes?
But also, that's like the least you could have because you're a one. So I'm glad at least in this moment, you're not looking stupid. And that's like tragic, but that's what my thought process.
True. It's like the best you look
I'm like,
and are giving
is when you're trying in the shoe store. Shoes. And like, how often are you in the shoe store?
That's what I'm.
We buy shoes online now.
Sierra, do you have your number?
I do have my number.
All right, let's do this.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Two. Oh.
Yeah, I say one. It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not enough.
Yeah, you know, I figured.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the same way that if it was he's a 10, but he looks stupid in the shoe store, he'd still be a 10.
Right. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It doesn't,
you know,
yeah.
The same logic.
It doesn't move the needle.
Yeah.
T.
We lost that one.
Yeah, we did. That's okay.
Okay, sorry. We had to take a break real quick because my OBGYN called me.
Right.
And when she calls.
Yeah, that's the thing. Usually answer. Phone's on silent. I was like, guys, I got to keep it on because I've been waiting for the call.
No, right.
So got that sorted out. And now Ryan's going to take it for a spin.
Yes. Oh, finally. There were 10, but.
Ooh.
Thank God, finally.
Please let it be Chunkla's so she's just so icked.
God. Beep, boop, 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 boop. All right. There were 10, but they have the same name as your mom or dad.
Oh, we've talked about this.
Also, this is funny because you date someone who has the same name as you. So that's a non-issue.
Yes.
Yeah, clearly that's not a breaking.
No.
No.
I guess not. I thought it was. It's obviously not. Yikes. Okay.
Oof. As your mom or dad.
What do you think's worse, mom or dad name? Like having your mom. Or, like,
the which same.
One? I know. It feels like the same, but I'm trying to really think if there could be one that's worse.
No.
There isn't.
There is not.
Yeah.
There's not. No.
Yeah. Okay. But there are a 10. Like truly, she could not be more attracted.
But you know what that means.
Could you give him a nickname?
Or use their middle name?
That's what she would do.
That's the thing. That's what you would have to do.
Yeah,
the only way around it because she would not just date this person with the name keep it.
Yeah.
So the only way around would be to adjust to pet name or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. But still it is, I think, going to go down because, maybe you switch to the middle name super early on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But still at the end of the day, like, that's their legal name.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's probably what their family calls them.
Okay.
And they're friends who they knew before you. So, like, even if you...
They'll accidentally call in that. Yeah. And, yeah. Okay. Do you have a number yet? Or are you still developing one?
I think I have a number.
I think I have a gist of what...
Okay.
What about you, Sierra?
I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 5.
Oh, okay. So I said 5. You said 5. Yeah. You said
8.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. A 5. I just don't think I can.
Really?
I just, because I was like, oh, nickname, perfect, fine, easy. But the reality is that that's still their name. And just because I call them that doesn't really mean anything either.
And you also, know that from experience.
And I do know that from experience, yeah. Like, obviously, I will call Ryan, and it's like, fine. But especially in big groups, I'm not like, baby.
Right.
I'm like, Ryan.
Right. Right.
And if I was with his family, I'm like, Ryan.
Right.
That is still your name, whether I call you baby or not.
Right.
Right.
So.
And you're like, and to be calling out my mom or dad's name.
Yeah, no.
And also gatherings.
Yeah. And I gatherings, I'm like, Like, I just, I'm not, no. I mean, still hot and, like, we probably will hook up and, like, that's cool.
But it's not going further.
Yeah, but
it's
I don't think we're long-term. Like, no.
Yeah. Oh. Bummer. All right, not you guys. Bummer. Just. Let me try that again. They're a eight, but.
They're an eight, but they were a suspect in a murder case, though they swear they didn't do it.
Oh, a murder.
But a suspect. That's it.
A murder.
That's enough for me. Bitch, I'm out.
See, you're like, I'm out. I'm like, that's kind of like interesting.
Oh, hell no.
Sierra, that's how you wind up dead.
That's how you wind up dead.
You're right.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
A suspect?
Why? Why are you a suspect?
Yeah, I think.
And if you're a man also.
Yeah.
You did it.
Okay. All right. I have my number.
And you have your number?
Yeah, and they're an eight to start off with.
Okay.
They're an eight. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think it's going down for sure.
Absolutely.
Of course. But I don't think she's as completely put off by it as you. I think knowing Paloma, giving the benefit of the doubt, if he absolutely swears and he's got a good story, you know? Like, this person... Like, you know, oh, I was mistaken with someone else. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Which does happen.
You know, completely uninvolved. I think she wants to see the best in them. And she would believe, okay, well, they were, you know, cleared as a suspect. So.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel like you would be freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, and all of that could sound great, but like.
In practice,
but, yeah. Like, the reality is that they were a suspect for a murder. And, like, just because people say things all the time mm-hmm. that may or may not be true.
Mm-hmm.
She would be, like...
And there's only one way to find out, and you'll be dead.
Double-taking.
Yeah, like, stress. Like, all of a sudden, he's nowhere. He pops up. She's like, fuck! Like, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And, like... I don't know. And maybe I just...
Reenactment of the popping out. That was great. You know? And I was like, ah!
You know?
I'm all of a sudden entering the kitchen.
Yeah. Right. And what? Like, this person is like chopping onions, but like, he's holding a knife and he's like,
hey, baby, you're like, oh, every time. Yeah.
Like,
that's funny.
You know.
All right. I have my number.
Okay.
Okay. And he's an eight.
He is an eight.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. On the count of three.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three.
Four.
I was going to say.
Ooh, two, three, four.
Yeah, I had to put him in the, like, danger zone, which is, like, the one, two, three. Like,
yeah.
I am very fearful.
Sus.
And I just simply think that, obviously, like you're saying, the benefit of the doubt, like, immediately I'm like, but I want to hear their side of the story. And, like, oh, my God, like, what's the tea? But, like, just knowing that you may potentially be capable of murder just doesn't sit with me well, considering you are supposed to be the person that I like trust with my life and
right,
like I want you there for like the birth of my children and like the things in between that. Like, I just don't know if I can trust you, and that's all that I have is
trust.
And
like to bring you around my family and my friends, like, am I stressed that you're doing something weird? Am I, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
just a bit too much.
There's just more people out there that have not been in that situation. And I just, maybe when you're cleared, not a suspect for murder, we can revisit that, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
When they've cleared your name.
Yeah. Because you're like a suspect for murder. I'm like, the investigation is still going. We have not found out, right? Yeah.
I thought it was like past tense.
Oh.
Not are. That's why I was thinking they were.
Oh,
well, but have been cleared.
What if the case never gets solved?
Yeah.
Well, it could be an O.J. Simpson situation too. Because he was a suspect for murder and was found not guilty, but. We all know.
Like, right. That shit.
Right,
like,
starting.
Sure, yeah. No, yeah, he's not guilty for sure, but like, look at the Carfax, bruh. I don't care what the law said. I'm saying that you did it, and I'm out.
And that's why Ryan would vote him. What did you give him?
I would give him a zero. I'm running. I don't care. I'm just too stressed for that.
And fair.
Way too stressed for that. I already think that everybody is trying to kill me at all times, so I don't need somebody like that in my life.
Fair.
You're like, it's better not.
It's better to not.
Okay. Final round?
Yes.
Final round.
A nine.
Mm-hmm.
Hottie.
They're a nine, but they aggressively flirt with your mom in front of you.
Oh.
Oof.
Oh.
I have a story for off camera for this. Sorry. Oh. And like, not to keep you guys in, not to do that to you, but like.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That is simply not, I cannot spill that to you, but I'll spill it off camera.
I feel like it's okay because we never do that. We're never we're not going to tell you. But
this
like,
is like cracked and it's not me. And I just like, this is not my story to tell like to the internet, but.
You're like, I signed an NDA and
basically,
I didn't get it.
Basically.
Right.
Anyway.
Oh, well, that's a lot.
How, what are they again?
A 9. Yeah.
Well, and that's why they're flirting with your mom.
Aggressively.
Because they are hot and they know they're hot and that's why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's giving like.
And here's the thing. It's all fun and playful. Maybe the first time you meet her and you're like, hi.
Right. And you're just trying to like
smooth. Yeah. Yeah. If this is every single time I come over and you're like,
and also
oh,
aggressively
I love
flirting,
the way
are you like touching? Like, right. What's aggressively flirting?
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. I'm so sorry. Sierra, you let us know when you have your number.
I have my number. I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three. One.
Yeah, I didn't say anything, but I was.
But one. Yeah.
One.
There's no recovering one. From that.
Yeah, that's like gross.
Mm-hmm.
Because also, I'm like, are you trying to be with my mom? Are you trying to be with. Us
on the podcast, we've already read stories about the boyfriend trying to talk to the moms, and I've heard too much. I've seen too much. I don't want to know.
I need you to be comfortable with my family. Not like that.
Not too comfortable.
Not
yeah,
like
that's
that.
That's like not it.
No,
I agree.
And the thing is, if it was just like he's kind of a flirt, like in general,
right?
Whatever.
Because, listen,
you know?
There are some guys that are just good at like talking to moms, and then the moms giggle, and it's like a whole thing, and they're hot, and it's fine.
Uh-huh.
It's the aggressive mm-hmm. word for me.
Yeah. Meaning it's inappropriate.
Yes. Exactly. It's not like they're just friendly and like a little bit, you like, know, like.
Yeah. No, that's like, damn.
Sierra, you think his hair looks sexy pushed back, right?
Right. That's exactly.
Well, then you're staring at your mom like mortified, especially because there's. Nothing saying she's enjoying the flirting.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if she is, that's a whole
and,
other problem.
Am I what, like, locking eyes with my dad across the room? Like, this is weird, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No. That would also make me so stressed. I'm like, what is my mom wearing? Like, mom, cover your titties. Like, what are we doing? You know, I'm just stressed. And not in my own home. And not my man, also.
Not my man.
Not that.
Look, I have many other women to be potentially stressed about, and my mother is just
not
one
on
of
the
them,
list.
And nope. I will not allow my brain to have to deal with that.
Exactly.
Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. That's like the people who, like, break up and then date the sister. Cracked. Mm. We talked about that, too, on the podcast. Oh, okay. There are six, but a six can be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And ruined.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right.
There were six, but they were a leash child growing up, and their parents don't regret it.
They were a what child?
A leash child.
Oh, they were a leash
oh,
child.
Leash.
Like the ones at Disneyland.
Like the leash. Uh-huh.
If you've never heard of a leash child, it's essentially like a little, almost kind of backpack with a strap and a front thing. Think of it like a baby carrier for your baby with a leash on it.
So he
Think
was
of
a leash
it like
baby.
A leash.
So he was a leash baby?
Okay, and his parents don't regret it.
They don't.
They do not regret it.
I mean, I like the conviction, but
I know they don't regret it because he still runs around, or like what's the
like they don't
he's not
it.
Still on the leash. They just
right,
don't
yeah,
regret
I'm like,
it.
They're
but,
like,
but,
we did a good job. Like we that was
why
the right
would,
choice.
Yeah, right. They see, but they still see him now, and they're like, "Well, we're so thankful we kept him on the leash."
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, why do you?
Right.
Why are you so like? Why were you like that? Was necessary? What is happening now that you are like glad?
Right? That you're yeah.
Because obviously it's got to insinuate something. You're like,
or just
to
like,
me, it insinuates more positive. Like, and see, look how great he turned out.
Oh. Right. Mm.
That could be the reasoning for them being like, yay. But I just feel like there's another reason. Like, why are you so like, yay? Because what's happening? He sits still. He doesn't run off. Or why are you
right.
so
we're
excited?
Like, and we're like, yeah, he doesn't run off because he's. 30.
Right. So. And we're so glad we leash trained him. Okay, pero por qué?
Like, for what? Yeah. Okay.
They're like, now we see a lot more reservedness in him or something. I don't know.
Okay. I think I have a number.
You
okay.
got a number?
Mm-hmm. What, okay. What is it? A six?
A six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Seven.
Six.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't do. I was like,
oh, I should
okay.
have applied that thinking. You're so right.
Yeah, just like, because like,
did nothing.
Cool, I guess.
Right.
You were a leash kid. I'm glad it worked out for you, I suppose. I don't know.
Here's my hot take on toddler leashes. Because people really, like, really love to villainize it, right? Yeah. Like, oh my God, what, is it a puppy? Like, why are you doing that?
Right.
I think whatever you need to do as a parent to, A, be safe in public,
right,
and B, feel comfortable leaving the house, I do not have a runner as a child. My kid wants to be so close to me. She wants to hold my hand. She wants to be right there next to me. If she walks off two steps in the store, she's looking back where I am. So that has not been my battle.
Right.
I cannot sit here and judge for a second, because if Grace was a kid who was booking it and I felt like either A, we can't go anywhere.
Right.
Or B, it's going to be really dangerous. I don't know the choice I would make.
Right.
Yeah. So zero judgment to both the former leash children and the leash parents.
Absolutely.
Right. If my kid's a runner and we're like going to Disneyland, you bet your ass we're getting like a cute little backpack strap thing, because you're going to be running off accidentally.
And like to find, and I just,
safety? Yeah, absolutely. I'm so pro that.
I'm pretty sure I was a leash kid, but only when we went to Disneyland. I have memories of an Eeyore backpack leash.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Because
sweet.
I was a runner. And I have two siblings, and we would always, like, my mom would take us and our friends, other three kids, so she's one lady with how many kids?
Right.
And she's like, and this one needs to be strapped in because it'll run away.
I think as long as it's not a punishment, it's fine.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, that's such a good point. Yeah. As long as it's not a punishment, because also, what, I have to,
Right, yeah.
T.
Yeah.
My little brother wasn't a runner, but he was a wanderer. Like, he would just kind of get, like, lost in his own world.
Right.
And we took a family trip to France when he was young. So they, like, wrote a note in French, and like with their phone number, and in French it was like, hello, my name is Austin, I am lost, please call this phone number if I'm just wandering.
Right.
But like in French through Google Translate, put it in a plastic bag and safety pinned it to his back.
Genius. Yeah. Because,
and this is the hotel we're staying at.
Yes,
send
like,
him
please,
to
I mean genius, because
I will be writing that down.
If you know that your kid's just gonna be wherever, like help us all.
Help us. And agreed. I think they gave him like 10 euros and were like, this is if you get lost and you need to get back, like ask someone for help.
Right.
Like, show them the note, like just gesture
to turn around.
It's them being like, here's the money in case you get lost. He's like, in case I get lost. But also, in case I get lost.
Right.
But I will never forget, like, just walking around the street and, like, as I'm behind my little brother.
You're like,
the note.
Yeah.
In the plastic baggie.
You guys are taking family photos in France and you're just, like, touching. You're like, what is,
right. It's his note, right?
Bonjour.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, shit. That's funny. All right. For the last one.
Yes.
They're a 10.
Oh, nice.
What a way to end it.
What a way.
Oh, please don't ruin this, sir.
I don't know. Jessica's giggling, so I'm scared.
I know. Jess.
They're terrible at sex.
Oh. Just putting it blatantly.
Ultimate 10 ruiner.
Oh.
Terrible.
No. Terrible. Maybe. But maybe they kiss good.
Oh, I was going to say maybe she can fix him. Oh. Oh, yeah, maybe that's why there's probably, maybe, yeah.
Maybe he just hasn't had a lot of experience.
Yeah, maybe someone has literally not had a communication with him and been like, hey, this is actually what women prefer.
Maybe he doesn't know the mechanics.
Because he's a 10.
No, you guys, exactly.
No, stop. He's a 10, and that's why he's never had to try. Because like we said, if they are low, like, they are working. They are working to be like, you know, they're like, I have got you, work hard. But if you're a 10, you are
but,
with.
But
the card doesn't say.
The what?
It doesn't say, but also. They are a 10, though, which means that they've probably done a lot.
Yeah, so why are we still not?
Yeah.
Because you have not had the communication of me letting you know what women actually like, and maybe the women you've been with have been just pretending. And that happens sometimes when you're like, how have you been going life for so long? Well, yeah, women usually, true. You're like, right, and
they lie.
They lie because we are told that we should just be like, yeah I love
so
it.
Good.
Yeah, no. Until you get old enough, right. Until you get old enough and you're like, no, I need
to
speak
up. I don't actually have to have bad sex. So
allow me to speak
up. Let me just
I think the card is they are terrible at sex. Not they are inexperienced or they're not trying at sex.
Yeah.
They are terrible. Oh, they just are.
Like, what if they're like confidently bad?
Oh, God.
Like, what if they're like,
that would be a problem. That was good for me. Was that good for you? And like, you know, goddamn well, we've been pumping for 2 seconds and I didn't do anything.
They're not even asking. They're just telling.
Right. Like, that was so good.
Oh, this is so tough.
Yeah, you came, right?
Of course she did.
It's giving we would have to have a conversation. If not, I'm not staying.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely.
They
that's
are
why
bad
like,
at sex.
And there's
they
no are period. Bad. There's no that's fixing. What the there's card no says. Ability to fix this situation.
I don't know. Maybe they can kiss good.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably. I mean, probably.
Oh, this is terrible. And what am I doing with this 10 then if he's not yeah. giving yeah, what he's exactly. got to give?
You got it?
Okay, I got my number.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Seven. Oh, that wasn't as big of a tank as I thought.
Me either.
What did you say, four?
Yeah.
I said three.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if we're not sexing, then what the hell are we doing?
I think that I just wanted them in the, like, the chill area because, like, there are, unfortunately, lots of tens out there that aren't good at sex and, like, their wives are happy because I guess they give in other areas because they're a 10. They're just so listening. They're a great – I don't know. I was just picturing this man to be so damn perfect and he just maybe doesn't give there. And so I was like, well, a 7, I guess. I don't know. I really can't explain why I chose 7. I was like, it's just, like
– it's not that big of a – deal breaker.
I mean, I wouldn't, like, again, after the conversation, if it did not improve, I would not be with him. But he would still be a 7 because he's still a 10 and only
he's still
that
attractive, right?
Yeah. You just wouldn't want to be with him, but you could still look mm-hmm. thoughtfully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just would not spend look the rest of my life with them.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's fine. And you're still a great guy. You're still a fucking 10 and amazing, right. But yeah. You just, like, that was one of the areas that, like, you're still looking lacking and you're not willing to try.
That makes sense because some people are just sexually incompatible, too.
Yeah,
and it's right. Neither here nor there.
Yeah, so, and I'm like, maybe not for me, but still a 7, I'm guessing.
Sierra, you got, and if I'm wrong, I will correct it in the description or on the screen because we know that I hate math. Sierra has 5 points. Ooh. And Ryan and Paloma both tie with 3 points.
Oh!
I won! See, I told you I shouldn't have given you that point. Now it would have been the deal breaker. I would have come in second. It's fine. I'm fine. It's
yeah,
okay.
But isn't
whatever.
Second, like, worse?
It doesn't matter because
saying?
If you ain't first, you're last. So,
that's exactly
anyways.
What I'm
yeah.
Not being mad. Right. I'm happy. I didn't lose.
Woo!
All right, let's celebrate someone's woo girl moment because this is not mine.
My woo girl moment is beating Paloma.
Oh, no. Not this.
I'm nice gutted. To the heart.
I know. I was like, interned.
I know. My woo girl moment is that I didn't lose.
Woo.
Yes. My woo girl moment is that we all had a good time.
Boo. She doesn't mean that. She does not mean that.
Oh, so you're a liar. You lied to me. We didn't do one in the last episode because we ran out of time. So, sorry about that. Apologies. The camera batteries were flashing and we were like,
yeah, yeah.
Land the plane.
Yeah.
But today, plenty of time.
Oh, yes.
We will
oh, yes.
settle into this woo girl minute.
Okay, so this woo girl minute is from Aylin, and she says, my woo girl moment this week is that for the first time in months, due to severe depression, I've been able to drink 2 liters of water. I know it's small, but it literally feels like forever since I've been able to do so. I love you guys.
Woo!
Dude, drinking water is so hard.
And doing anything when you're depressed
oh
is
my God.
Just... like, it feels like the whole world is against you.
Literally. Yeah. And then having one sip of water, you're like, oh my God, I'm a human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, I'm alive.
Right. That is such a huge step. Like,
yeah.
Something
oh
so much to celebrate. Oh my gosh.
Truly.
Yes. Truly.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. 2 liters also. Yeah.
Oh my God. I know. Yeah. I got to step my shit up.
I know. Yeah. I need to be working at it.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though.
We got to remember to drink our waters,
I know.
Ladies. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Good reminder. Thank you for that. So if you are
yes.
watching this, get a drink of
drink
water.
Water right now. Yeah. Take a second.
And super happy for you. Super
yes.
proud of you. And I hope that getting yourself to drink some water and take care of yourself is just that first step to getting out of that depression. Because taking
yes.
that first, those first steps, I think, are like the hardest.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Your body is thanking you for sure.
Yeah. Yep. And we are celebrating you.
We yeah. see you and we're proud of you.
Yes.
All right. That is going to be it for our episode today. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you are subscribed to 20 Whatever on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to submit your Woo Girl Minute, something we can celebrate with you, you can leave that in the comments of this episode or in the Google form in the description.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.